D-Weezy on the track, D-Weezy on the track. Baby boy the prince. Beat time, old Cash Monroe. Extreme entertainment.
This is the way I help. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live.
Woo! Tommy, wake up.
What's going on, fellas?
How we doing today, gents?
Pretty good, pretty good. How about you guys?
I'm doing okay.
Doing pretty good.
I gotta explain to Tommy how upset I am about the damn broom. The Red Wings broom. Blue, I know you're upset about it too, but not now. So why don't you tell him what happened to the broom?
I've been it pretty good, killing a bee.
Why'd you go so goddamn aggressive?
Because it was a bee.
I understand that, but you can kill it without breaking the broom, you know?
I mean, obviously it wasn't intentional.
Do you understand the significance of that broom?
It's Red Wings.
I've had it for 15 years. I made it. Maybe it's time. I'll give you this. I did think about this prior to this moment. It might be time to throw it away.
Honestly, I don't even know the significance of this broom.
I honestly you mentioned it. Believe it's 2009. Could have been 2008, but the Wings are in the playoffs. This is when we were still good. The trailblaze was, you know, dying down a little bit, but we were still making playoffs.
Still competitive, you know.
And so, what do they say? The Wings win 4 out of 4 games. 4 out of, you know, 7. What do you guys call that?
Series.
But what do you do when the team wins the whole series with
no loss? Oh, sweep.
You swept the team.
Ah, so, good play on words, sir.
Yes. I didn't come up with a joke. that's where the, you know. So I got the broom, taped it up red and white. It's not a red and white broom. What are you talking about? It's fucking yellow and green, I think.
I never knew you constructed this broom before. Yes. Like, I just thought that's the way you bought it.
When I was a young warthog.
Young warthog.
I fucking... I was like 21 years old, I'm pretty sure.
Sorry I bent the broom you took the time to fucking wrap with tape.
Thank you, Forrest. Sorry, I don't know your Black Panther part. But... but, no, it's also a broom... Like, brother... You broke my shit. That's what I want you to apologize about. Not like, sorry I broke a broom that you taped up and you've held on to for 15 years, like, that you use outside now. Like, I get it wasn't a great broom, but it's the principle of, like, stop breaking my shit. You're like, I'm sorry, I broke it. No big deal. Broke it even more, no big deal. Snow shovel. Oh, my God, dude.
Please don't tell me that has something to do with, like, the Detroit Tigers.
That has something to do with the Pistons used to have. No, I'm kidding. Their Halloween uniforms. No. I did say I was mad earlier, but I was just a little, like, bummed and, like, at first upset that you just, like, broke it and was like, that's fine. Dave will find out in his own time, and who gives a shit?
Right.
But yeah, that. Here's what I was saying is it could be good. The Wings have obviously not been doing well. They didn't make the playoffs this year. Maybe it's time to throw out the old broom.
What if Tommy just broke the curse of the Red Wings?
I mean, that's what I said. It could be
breaking
good.
The broom.
It could be good. It could end up a good thing. We won't find out for another 12 months, unfortunately.
What if they make the cut?
11 and a half, 11 months, you know. They somehow, like a team... crashes.
They're like $101 dog right now. We all put $100 on them.
The playoffs have started. They're not invited. I don't want this to happen. Mm-hmm. But Tommy does this. A team's plane crashes. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, I mean, the series wasn't over. We kind of need...
We need a filler. We need a filler team.
And then some Disney movie style way.
The Red Wings
get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because Tommy broke the broom.
That would be nuts.
We threw it away. We got
But then he caused the death of like 50 people.
I mean, some people be happy, some people be mad at him. You know, I ain't God. I ain't here to, you know, choose. Yeah, like, I'm not trying to pretend to be something I'm not. You know?
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it's going to happen. I said I didn't want it to happen.
No.
I don't know what Tommy feels, but maybe that's why he did it. He's like, Dave, you don't even know how much I care about you.
Yeah. Maybe it was out of love. You never know.
I'm breaking this curse.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm doing this for you. Actually, so yeah, I had to get that off my chest, Tommy. I was like, just try to stop breaking my stuff, please.
Well, I honestly thought it was like just an old broom that you threw out there for the porch. And because we have other brooms, that's why I was like...
Yeah, I don't know how I've acquired so many brooms in my years. That one, I can tell you where it came from. The other ones, I'm like, oh, I think when Mel moved out, she just didn't take that broom. And
yeah.
My sister, you know, like... But, yeah, and then I... Because I'm big on, like, when they start fucking whisking out or whatever...
Mm.
Like, one broom we had, I used to, like, trim it. I'm like, the whiskey parts, trim that shit off.
Right.
But it's like, just go buy a new broom. So, like, when I was with the, you know, the ex that y'all knew, like, we were out one day, and I was like, because she was trying to be big about, like, we can't afford this. Like, can we get a broom? Is that in the budget? Like, we need to let's get a brand new broom that's not crazy and old, like, you know.
They're like $10.
Well, you couldn't have broken one of those brooms. You couldn't have come inside, grab a broom. That's to sweep out there. That's not for killing bees. There's a different broom for that.
It was a life or death.
There's a black.
It was a life or death.
There's a black and yellow broom for that. It's not life and death. You could have, if you have enough time to grab a fucking 4 foot tall broom, you have enough time to get inside. You know, like if you can grab a broom, stand far enough away to where. I don't know. Are you hitting it with the rod? How are you killing this thing?
No, let the fucking... swap it down, you know, whack it from the top.
So how'd you break the middle of it? How'd you bend it, like, at the middle?
Because it caught the fucking rail, because I was kind of close to the fucking...
So you're hitting a bee that's outside of our back porch.
No, he wasn't outside. He was, like, right in my fucking face.
I don't understand how... How if you'd have been swiping in front of your face, that you would have swiped so bad that...
No, it was,
like you bent the broom in half over
facing
the rail.
It was like right in here. So I grabbed the fucking broom. Whack.
I don't like it. We'll talk about how we remedy the situation of the broken broom. There will be something. We'll figure it out. The story still doesn't add up with grabbing, again, that's what, 4 or 4.5 feet you'd say a broom?
Less than that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's less than...
I mean, what does a broom come up to you on? I'd say about my chest.
Hey, probably.
Oh, this is Swiffer. That still comes up to the chest. Broom gonna be even taller. I'm 5'9".
I'm 5'7".
So this is almost a 5 foot tall broom.
Yeah.
So Tommy's got a broom. All right, so we're on the back patio. You're facing the door.
No, I'm facing the rail over here.
You're facing the rail, and then there's a railing to the left. And so who knows what side of the room the broom was on? Was it to your left or to your right?
It was right here in front of it. So like, to your left. I just grabbed it.
So he grabs it, and then he swipes so far away, because you're killing it with this part of the broom, the Brussels. You swipe so far away... That's not life or death.
And then
then you hit it over the left side of the side of the railing.
Like that.
Yeah. You went whap.
And it bent like where my hand was, so I guess I put force on it whenever.
When you hit it on the railing.
And it.
It just seems like it's so far away. I don't even know if people can hear me on the mic. I'm so far away with the broom. It's all good. I just had to know the story, Tommy. I'm sorry. Do you want to pull out the talk? I got a good video in there you like. Is there a guy named, was it like Mark Martin from NASCAR?
Mark Martin.
Let's get that video going. I think this video might please you. It made me happy.
it made you happy, it should please the shit out of Tommy.
It should please the crown.
Yeah.
You can't do. Which one is it?
This guy right there.
Oh, it was up above.
You're a big Gucci Mane fan. Where did that come from? And I guess, is there any other artists that you think are next up or you have eyes on? Are you Ice Spice, Vivian Fora, maybe?
So I got on to Dr. Dre in about 2002. Kind of evolved from that to Eminem. And then I had one of my son's friends ask me, did I listen to Gucci Mane? I didn't know who it was. So as soon as I found him, it was like crazy. But you couldn't get him on hardly anything on iTunes. You had to go to
batpiff.com. I love it.
There is no one in the same zip code with Gucci Mane. I would, Gucci Mane. I would never do a duo with him. Every time he does one with anybody, he just crushes them. I mean, that guy is unbelievable. Honestly, it's over. Ain't nobody ever going to be as good as Gucci.
You're a big Gucci. Oh, yeah. So that video, I just like that. You know,
the whole dynamic of a NASCAR driver,
old like, white NASCAR driver. It's like,
I got turned on to hip hop with 80s.
I got turned on to hip hop with Dr. Dre. It's like, I mean, which era of Dr. Dre? Were you NWA? Were you Chronic? Because then he's like, yeah. You know, Dr. Dre, Eminem. So you're like, all right, he didn't get on to Dre until like 98, 99, maybe.
Yeah.
And then Eminem, and then like, you know, Eminem kind of fizzles out, and someone's like, oh, his son's friends, like, did you ever hear Gucci Mane, Mr. Martin?
Mr. Martin.
Like, no, let me look at my iTunes. Like, he ain't got, this guy got one song. And then he's like, no, dude, you got to go to datpiff.com.
He's like this little, like, 5'5 country boy from fucking Arkansas, and he fucking loves fucking trap rap. That's fucking great.
That's awesome.
Real quick, sorry, you got a piece of, like, string. Sorry, I just now noticed that. So.
Appreciate it.
Sorry, guys, I know you can't see that, but if my friends have something in their hair or beard,
yeah,
I let you know. I don't want you walking around and then be like, I don't want you to be embarrassed.
Getting all embarrassed and shit.
Yeah, Martin's the dude, though. I think I told you a little bit about it. He's like the best to never win a championship. Like, he finished runner-up, like, I think it was like six or seven times in the championship.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's like Mark West.
Yeah,
he finally won. Mark West, finally, he's the NBA level, right? I'm getting the name.
Jerry West.
Jerry West, my bad. Mark West is like a fucking whiner.
Mark West is a Pinot Noir. Yeah.
I know I can see the name somewhere that I've been recently, so.
It's like a yellow and black bottle.
Yeah. Jerry West, my bad. All
right. That's funny. He actually drove Aaron's car the last few years of his career.
How long ago was that?
Oh, God, like,
decades ago, yeah.
About 2010-ish.
I was going to say about the time he got into hip-hop.
Yeah, now, I think he retired in like 2013, 2014-ish, something like that.
I kind of want to see what podcast that's from and listen to it. The guy, even just, I don't know, he seems like a fun guy. Like, yeah. Oh, like, just, oh, man. As soon as I heard Gucci Mane, no one else is in the same zip code. Like, you can't touch this guy. Like, anyone that has that kind of adoration for an artist, unless it's MGK, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Tell me about, I know this artist, but tell me why you love them, dude. You know? Yeah.
Was it blifftap.com or?
Datpiff.
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 And that's the one where they had, like, there's a funny video of the guy that plays Fogel. Super bad. He's lip syncing, but he's doing like when you had like old hip hop songs, or not old, but like from the 2010s, where it's like, where'd you find this shit at? And like, it's one of those, it would play at the beginning of like a, you know, like
mixtape, yeah, track, yeah.
It's like, here's one for the hood.
Yeah, I used to go to
that was at datpiff.com.
It was called rapbasement.com. It would like tell you like all the mixtapes and fucking like EPs or singles, whatever was releasing that day, they had it.
I think the one I went to was, it was before SoundCloud. It was called SoundClick. But it was the same thing. It was like, you could type in an artist. It was like, oh, there's three new mixtapes from Trey Songz. Yeah. You're like, I didn't even know he was rapping. Like, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, so it was funny. That's where I learned about Wiz Khalifa, and I called him Wiz Cauliflower for like the first like 4 months.
Wiz Cauliflower.
I mean, like, he wasn't heard of then, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Black and Yellow was obviously the first one that I came across. It was
his mixtape.
It was on a mixtape.
I don't say that because I'd heard of Wiz Khalifa before Black and Yellow. I liked some of his mixtape shit, But like Black and Yellow, I fuck with the song. I was like, all right, you made a song for your city, you know. Like it did get overplayed, but like when I rolled up, like I wasn't a Wiz fan. Yeah. I haven't been a fan, like really ever. I was like Black and Yellow, I'll fuck with, but yeah. Some of his mixtape shit. But it was like I'm not even burning the CD, let alone downloading. You know, like I'm not even asking my friends for a free copy of it. But that was just my personal opinion.
Right. Oh yeah.
My buddy Tyler Mishu, fucking RIP, like, he was a huge Wiz fan. So it's like, I'll let you play the shit in my car, but anybody else, like, do it, nah, it's junk.
Yeah, I was never, like, a mega fan, but he does have songs.
Listen to Obie Trice.
Does have some songs that I like.
And again, other than MGK, you be a fan of whoever you want.
I love Vanilla Ice.
Dude, shout out fucking Josh Rostra, and I might have to tag him in this episode if I share it, be like, he loves MGK, and he shared a post the other day. It was like I don't mind if you like MGK, but like keep that shit to yourself. And then he commented like, or just delete me. And I was getting ready. Him and I, you know, got a little good back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I don't want to fucking do it, but I'll click block.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going through Wiz's songs right now. I got to see like actual song names, and yeah, the only one I'm liking is Black and Yellow. And I just went through about 20 songs.
Well, I think one I like, it may not even be a Wiz song, it's somebody else's, but he's, you know, on the track, was the Jay's On My Feet. It's got Miley Cyrus in the video. Video's amazing.
See, the only one I've liked Wiz on was, it was a Maroon 5 song.
Oh, shit.
It was like, I think the song might have been Telephone. Somebody give that a quick look up. It's a good
Wiz,
song.
Wiz is on it.
Yeah, there's a version with him not on it, but I liked his verse enough to where, and I was also always big, like, you know, like if there's Alicia Keys song, like You'll Never See Me Again.
Phone Numbers or Payphone?
Payphone.
With Maroon 5.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a like sentimental type song or whatever, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't heard it in years, but I used to be big on like, I love Alicia Keys in the song, ooh, but oh, there's a version of it that has Ludacris on it. I'm gonna need to download that.
Yeah. Also, the See You Again with, is it Charlie Puth or Puth?
That one's not bad, and that one I'll listen to. Reminds me of Tevi.
Yeah, that's
because. That especially, was, like, yeah. we were cutting it up, like, when I was with Skylar and a few other people, like, on the way to his funeral in Memphis, like, we were, like, just songs on shuffle.
Yeah.
And, like, that one, like, we're all cutting it up, having fun, and all of a sudden, that one
hits. That one hits.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Little moment of 5 minutes of silence, 3.5 minutes, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know, I'm just not a fucking Wiz guy. If you like him, do that. I had another TikTok. I don't know if we need to watch it off mic before we talk about it. This guy does these videos where he like does a long division route of like telling you of like, oh, this is how this guy became famous, or how he met, or how this is how fucking Gwen Stefani found No Doubt or whatever. They're very interesting because a lot of these stories are, it's like, this all happened by chance.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how long the video is. But it's something we do need to check out and discuss on here. Oh, John, what you looking at over there? What you doing?
I'm bringing up the payphone.
You bringing up like a little snippet of it?
Yeah, we can just do a snippet.
We'll do a little snippet, take a quick break. Yeah. Here, I'm going to have to, let's see if it starts.
I'm at a payphone trying to go home, all of my change has been.
Turn that down. Oh, I didn't mean to turn it off. I was trying to turn it down. I was like, God damn, that's a lot of Stommy's TV.
Khalifa, dude, Khalifa, he goes hard with his ten. He's a tenor, you know. But, all right, that should be better.
Does he start? I didn't think his verse was too
long. That's Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah, no, that's Maroon 5. Yeah, you know the song, though.
Yeah.
It's a good
one. I just wanted to hear, like, a small snippet just to see if I remembered it or not. And I do remember that.
That was one of those, like, I couldn't have told you the name of it, but I have heard the song.
Like I said, a new phone. I was like, there's phone in it. You're like, phone numbers or payphone? I'm like, that's payphone.
Yeah. But, yeah, blue, yeah.
Let's take a quick break. I don't know, we'll take a look at this video. I think you guys will enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's on the topic of of music.
There.
All right. The story that I wanted to tell during the broom discussion was, so when the Wings did sweep, I don't even remember what fucking team that's on, important it was. But, like, I had a car that had a sunroof on it. So I shoved the broom in between my passenger seat and the center console and had, you know, I was driving around town with the Red Wings broom. You know, with red and white. Well, I go to McDonald's and get me a burger. Go to the first window. They're like, you know, you got a broom and coming out. And I was like, yeah, the Red Wings swept the fucking by. And they're like, oh, I don't watch hockey. And it's like, you should.
Yeah.
And then, like, in my head, it was one of those, like, I thought of a better joke, but this was what I didn't do. I didn't try new jokes with strangers.
Right.
Like a broom's, you know, kind of like a here's your sign type thing.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't even remember what joke I would have had for it. Like, yeah, you need to clean this place up.
Here's your sign.
Or, what? When, how did that get there? Just something dumb, but it was like, yeah, fucking that. Just as honest. Honest as a mule, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted people to know why I had the Red Wing broom. And I didn't do it just to sweep up my home in Red Wing colors. I drove around town with this broom through my ceiling, through my roof. Yeah. The moon roof, sun roof, I don't know the difference. One opens all the way, the other one doesn't, maybe?
So moon roof, sun roof. Oh, yeah, I think the sun roof, like, goes all the way. I don't think the moon roof opens at all.
I thought the moon roof just maybe cracked, I don't know.
Maybe.
Mine did bolt. Crashed that car, shit. So this next guy we're gonna watch, I guess his name is Patrick Hicks, and he tells, like, hey, this is how this band came about, or, you know, this person got famous just by chance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Their cousin was busy doing something else and asked them to be the lead singer for, you know, this show, and it turned out okay. So at times I will, you know, we'll pause, we'll talk, but at any point, if you're like, oh, this is so-and-so, like, if you can guess the band or the person I'm talking about, I would love that.
Heard.
Knowing when to listen to criticism. Michael is born in 1977 in Southern California, and his parents are not especially musical. But when he's 6 years old, they put him in piano lessons because they think it will help him get into college later. For years, he studied music theory and classical piano.
His first pause.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we've talked about it in the cast or not. Do y'all play any instruments?
Oh, yeah.
What do you play, John?
Drums, baby.
Play anything else?
Harmonica.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have told me that in the past, the harmonica. The drums I knew.
Yeah.
But the harmonica, I'm like, oh, shit.
My fingers. So, I kind of dabble with the piano, but, I mean, I have really short fingers, so it was a challenge for me. So, just to learn, like, one song, like, it took me forever. Like, the one song I actually did learn was Colorblind by Counting Crows, which is actually a very beautiful song on piano. But, I mean, I couldn't do nothing else.
I could do Beethoven, I couldn't do Dr. Dre, guys, sorry.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding, like, Beethoven's so much more.
So one Counting Crows song on piano, harmonica, and drums.
You know, one song for each, or you were just saying one song on...
No, harmonica and drums, it's multiple.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I could literally... And it's different with percussion, especially, like, drums. Like, if you hear one song, you get the beat, you get the silt, you get the cymbal splashes right.
Turn to Nick Cannon, you're like, I'm drumline, I can't read music. But yeah, it's easier. Can you read music?
Probably a little easier to play by ear than...
Piano I can, but I mean, I've never looked at drums or harmonica. I just play by ear.
See, I would love to learn piano. Mm-hmm. I was even talking to a coworker about it yesterday. He's like, do you play instruments? I was like, no, I've always wanted to learn piano, but like in my 20s when I kind of realized I, you know, wanted to play something.
Well, I took a music class in 8th grade, and that's when they taught me how to read the notes.
Paid attention to it. I was always just like,
I got
play Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Maybe there.
Piano.
Okay.
There you go.
See, well, I got a little Stony Baloney a few years back and bought like a little, it's a toy keyboard, but it's like a big, one where it's like, oh, it's got different sounds. I'll call it a beginner's keyboard, but like I was learning like, oh, like doing like the still DRE, and then Happy Birthday. I was trying to learn that.
Yeah.
Or, and even Twinkle Twinkle / ABC / whatever else melody goes to that.
Well, even...
I just don't know the name. I don't know the names of the keys or anything.
Right. Well, so even this past, Portland trip for the birthday, we're like, dude, we got to get Catherine Rose up there. She loves drumming.
Yeah.
We'll get her in front of one of the three of the kids,
See, my opinion, drumming is one of the fucking hardest things to learn. Just because...
Multiple fucking...
Like, your legs moving at one speed, fucking the...
Yeah.
My buddy was trying to teach me he was like, all right, tap your leg, and then single pat, and then on this leg, do this. I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm sitting down and I almost fell over. I can't do this.
Dude. Yeah, that's the most confusing sitting down I've ever heard.
Well, you got to use all four limbs in unison.
Yeah.
But at different times, if that makes sense.
In sync.
Yes. In unison, but not. You're like, wait, what? That doesn't.
That's a fucking oxymoron.
I can't just hit the hi-hats.
So we got granddaughter up there. She loved it. She did a little solo, But then dad was like, you still got it? And I'm like, I don't know. We'll see.
Please.
And so I get behind. So there's two really good sets he has up there. And then there's one I'm talking like Beatles old. Like there might be just a bass drum, one cymbal, and a snare hat.
Yeah.
And that's what Ringo Starr played.
Where can my baby be?
Yeah.
So I'm set for a song like that.
Just something so simple,
I think Ed, he used to have a drum set. I don't know what all he learned on it, but Ed did do some drumming back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that.
Yeah, so I put my left foot on the hi-hat. I put my right foot on the bass drum. I got bow sticks. I got four cymbals, and I fucking kill it, Because Dad was like, well, you think you still got it? And so, just... killed it. I just did this maybe 2 minute solo.
Catherine Rose threw a diaper on stage.
She was smiling the whole time, which made Peepaw, she calls me Peepaw, ladies and gentlemen, very happy. So,
When they talked about the lessons, I'm like, I don't think music lessons would have helped me get into college, but I would have appreciated Mom. Learning one instrument, And again, in her defense, I was never like, I want to learn the piano. Mm. As far as I knew, none of my friends. Yeah. You took music class, in school, but, sixth grade, everyone learned, the violin. And then if you wanted to continue with music, then you could experiment with other instruments, but...
Well, I would say, if you're synchronized and you can do stuff by ear, the drums might be the easiest one.
See, I would say...
It could be the hardest. I don't know.
For me, it would be piano and or guitar. And even guitar, I think, would be very hard.
Well, I couldn't do guitar.
I think any instrument would be very hard. But I think for me, piano might come easier than that. Or violin.
Yeah.
But whatever. You want to get back to this?
Sorry. What were you going to say, Tom?
If I ever learned an instrument, I'd love to learn how to play a mandolin. To me, that is the most beautiful sounding instrument.
It is a beautiful instrument. So, we used to have, our reunions, our family reunions. We don't do that shit no more. But, we did have a girl come in and play the mandolin.
What's mandolin? Is that, small?
It's usually mostly used in bluegrass.
It's
a picking instrument. The chords are in two. So, there's eight strings, but it's two, 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 and two.
The most similar is a violin. To answer your question,
Size-wise, yeah.
Because I know I've heard it. You've played, Here's Just Mandolin. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Copperhead Road.
I've heard country music, yes.
Song Copperhead Road?
I don't know that song, but...
Really?
Not by name. Maybe I've heard it, but... Oh, God. Yeah, you know me, the fucking country head.
Well, just going to bars around here, you'll hear that song.
I might have, but again, if it was nothing like, I like my love or heartbreak country music, okay?
Yeah.
But no, Ed was also starting to learn the banjo. I like that.
Yeah, that's the big guy. Or not the big guy, that's the bass. That's the...
It's the circle.
Yeah.
It's a fucking cooking pan.
Was you playing Ghostbusters? I don't know, whatever you just did, I was thinking of...
No, so like whenever you see a movie with like Hicks in it, maybe I did it wrong.
Dolan Banjo song.
Whenever you did that, I thought you were doing Ghostbusters.
Can you do it better than me?
It's Ghostbusters.
Well, Ghostbusters probably stole from fucking Ray Parker Jr.
That's what they
stole from.
That's what they did
from the whites, the Southern whites, dude. He's like, that's a sick beat. I want to talk about busting ghosts.
He goes, this is my reparations. I'm taking right it now. Back, yeah.
Got it from the wild and wonderful whites of West Virginia.
This is funny to me. Both of you guys start doing the intro to Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters!
No, you ever seen Beverly Hillbillies, like the 90s
movie?
Yeah. Like, yeah, when all the Hicks
have you ever seen Deliverance?
Now you're doing Jackass.
Have you ever seen Deliverance?
Oh, yeah.
That.
Squeal like a pig.
The banjo noise that they hear, that's what... That's what we're talking about.
I want you to Google and find it. Southern banjo noise in all movies.
In every movie.
And we're going to play a little bit more of this, though.
Go.
As he gets older, he starts itching to play other kinds of music. In 1985, a friend of his had played him a couple songs off of Run DMC's album King of Rock. And that was Michael's gateway into...
So remember, this is Michael from California. His parents wanted to get him into college, so they were like playing piano.
Mike Shioda.
I don't think you're saying the name right.
Hip hop. He started listening to the Beastie Boys.
You said the name right. I'll do it.
It's a rip. They're in your dream.
Shioda. How do you say his name?
I know. John should know who you're talking about.
I know who this is.
John should know who you're talking about. John, we talked about it a couple weeks ago on the cast.
Shioda.
Mike Shinoda.
Did I pronounce it right that time?
Shinoda.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how you pronounce it. We can fast forward.
You said the WWE referee.
The giveaway was name was Michael, and then one of his influences was Run DMC and guitar. So it's like, all right.
Shouldn't have done the recap for him. That's what got Tommy. Was like, wait, where were we at before that break? Yeah. But it's still an interesting story. I don't know if you guys...
...keyboard and learn those styles yourself. So Michael does. He buys his own keyboard and then eventually his own sampler. He starts making beats and he even starts rapping over them. But he also keeps on expanding his musical taste. He starts to get into rock bands like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine, Inch Nails.
He also
starts playing the guitar. After high school, he gets really serious about music and puts together a rock band called Zero. It includes a couple of his high school friends, Brad and Rob, also a guy that he met at his college, and a lead vocalist named Mark. Michael does a little bit of everything. He raps, he plays the keyboard, he produces, and the band makes a 4-song demo in 1997 that's recorded at Michael's house. But the band doesn't exactly get discovered through this demo. What happens is the guitar player Brad is getting his communications degree at UCLA, and he takes a class with this guy named Jeff Blue. And when Jeff is not teaching classes, he works in the music industry. He had started as a music journalist and then went to work for a publishing company called Zomba Music. And he hires Brad to be his intern. Then he hears Brad's band Zero and sort of takes them under his wing. He gives them a lot of feedback and criticism and tries to help the band.
Sometimes these things are like... Even when I watched this here tonight, I was like... Because there's times I can guess the artist. So I'm like, I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
But me and John talked about Mike Shinoda. Shinoda. I don't even remember how the topic was brought up.
Yeah.
But we're like, what's his real name? It's like Mike Shinoda. It was a real good laugh for us. So I was like, that's why I was like, John, you're going to enjoy this. Tom, you might appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of a...
But I'm pretty sure like both guys, like the WWF and this guy, spell their last name the same way even.
I'm trying to see
what... Job, and then Jeff called him up and...
I'm going to try to see if we can skip. That doesn't really show you that. To the parts where it's like, oh, this is when Linkin Park meets, because I think they also did another band called like Hybrid Theory.
That was and the so that was album.
Well, no, but before Linkin Park was formed.
Oh, so that's why they named their first album Hybrid Theory.
Mike Shinoda and another guy, they went by different names. Mm-hmm. Like you met, and so they put out a rap album that didn't really do well. So that, but I think they're duo. I don't remember what their separate names were. I'm pretty sure the group was called like Hybrid Theory because it was like, and so yeah, it was like a little paying a little homage to it. And then they put out Hybrid Theory like three more times.
That was the
Linkin Park was like Hybrid Theory remastered.
That was the first rock CD I got was Hybrid Theory Linkin Park.
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great. I think Linkin Park even like to this day like aged pretty well. But I mean, it was like a kind of a cool like hybrid like rock rap.
Especially when they did the crossover with Jay-Z, like that fucking
I'm sure Shinoda really loved that, you know. Like, he's like, dude, I'm a rapper, but you're in a rock group. Like, I know that's a thing now, Mr. Z.
Well, he did his own thing. What was the name of that band? They have the song that everybody knows. Fucking, it's 10%
Love. It wasn't a band. His rap name was Fort Minor.
Fort Minor. That's
I think that's what we were trying to figure out on the cast. Was like, what's his name? Fort Minor. Like, that's since like yeah, I don't know how I couldn't think of Fort Minor, but I was like, look, what's his real... Or maybe we thought of Fort Minor. What's his real name? And then you're like, Mike. Shit. I was like, that's not his name. Shut up.
Mike, now it is, though.
Mike, shut up. It took us a minute to get to that joke. Like, as I was supposed to, I don't think we say
it. Once it hit, though, we were laughing for
like... We were editing the cast, we were like, I don't think we said it. Yeah. And now I can't think of it. Like, I came across that video like 8 days later, and I was like... We kind of got to bring this up on the kids.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's a... That guy, if you have TikTok, follow him. He's got interesting stories. The reason I even keep mentioning the Gwen Stefani one, because that was one where it was like, a guy started a band, her cousin started a band, pretty sure it was dude, and was like, I'm working a real job. I ain't got time for this. Like, you should go sing for them. Like, don't you sing a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
I might be butchering the story. I might even be completely wrong. But I remember hers being, like, interesting. Like, he, again, if you got the time to watch it, I know TikTok, you're typically, like, 15 seconds to a minute, and then I'm out of here. I'll give you 4 seconds, you know. If you don't get me in, I'm not watching for another 11.
Yeah.
But, like, his, you're like, all right. Like, she used to frequent this gas station. And that's where she... And you're like, all right, you didn't need to... Miss Lippy's car's green. You didn't need to do that part. Netflix, you know.
Miss Lippy.
But
a little Billy Madison.
What I say his name was like something Hicks or something like that. Pull him up again real quick.
Patrick Hicks music.
Patrick Hicks music history. If you got TikTok, check it out. Follow him. Smash that like button.
And subscribe. Smash that like button. That's the funniest term.
So I remember that was big, like, you know, when YouTube was first kind of blowing up, and like podcasts especially. And like, I've heard Matt and Shane, I've heard everyone make jokes about it who has a podcast. But I saw someone do it like earnestly the other day. I wish I could remember which video it was, because it was a dark video.
Smash that like button.
It was like, I swear to God, it was like
on abortion.
The history of fucking Dan, the real history of Dan Schneider, the real history. Like, it was somewhere. It was like that music thing we watched, but like a darker story. And he's like, all right, guys, don't forget to hit subscribe and smash that like button and rate us, please. Give us a good rating.
My dark stories.
Smash.
That's too enthusiastic of a word.
We need to start doing that at the end of our cast. I think that's why we don't
smash likes that like button, bro.
I like it, but they don't even want me to smash that shit, so I'll listen next week with no likes. You're like,
can we put our shit on YouTube, or how does that work?
We could probably find a way, but I think that'd be better with video component.
Smash that like button, you know.
Even on Spotify, smash that like button. What are you talking about? Anywhere you listen to this, fucking smash that like button. You give us a 5-star rating in a lot of them. Every episode.
Yeah, there you go.
I gotta take a break. All right. I'm smashed. No.
what you guys were going for earlier, right?
Yeah, what you got for us?
So, Tommy, my brother-in-law met a very cool fellow about a couple months ago, coinciding with the whole theme song I just played. Guess who it was?
Johnny Knoxville.
Nope. Mike Shinoda.
Nope. Steve-O. Yeah, so they're buddies.
I was closest.
Yeah. Steve-O lives in Portland, Tennessee now.
Of course he does.
Him and his wife live in Portland, Tennessee.
Where else would you
My brother, old bro-in-law, he's got a little dirt business going on. You know, he bought him a bobcat, so he does a little dirt from time to time.
He plays in the dirt.
He buries the huggers. He's in the dirt business. Good thing he's not in the cementing business.
For Steve-O. But like, no shit. Like, he was telling me this on my last trip to Portland. Like, they're buddies now. Yeah. They have dinners together and
John
shit.
John went to Portland so long ago. And he tells me, like, 3 days ago, like, oh, yeah, my brother-in-law kind of buddies with Steve-O. Did I tell you about that? Like, no, I didn't.
That's something I would definitely remember.
We might have recorded a half hour just you and I about it.
Well, I couldn't remember if I told you or not, Tommy. I couldn't remember. I might have mentioned it to you. I know I mentioned it to this guy. You know, old Dirty Legs across the road.
Bro, I'm a sugar taster or apple picker.
You're an apple picker.
That's fucking crazy.
But, I mean, that is a crazy fact. And even Jonathan's best friend, he's actually, like, close friends with him. Like, he kind of, like, kept him a secret, like, kept him in the pocket.
You have to.
Because, oh, my God, like, I become friends with a celebrity like that. It's so cool.
Like your actual buddies, you know, where it's like, oh, shit, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, hey, which I do want this to eventually be the question from your brother-in-law.
Mm.
Hey, my brother-in-law. John and Steve was like, am I talking to a mirror? Your brother-in-law is John?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, and he you're his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
John. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But if they do a Nashville episode on the podcast,
we gotta invite Steve-O on ours.
Steve-O come.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
that'd be sick as
hell. That might put us on the map, you never know.
It might get us like 10 views. I don't know.
10 more than 7, you know. No, maybe 17.
Three more. It'll get us 10 views. My mom might listen again.
But yeah, that was my little addition to the cast.
No,
I don't know what you guys had going on before, but.
We got a new bill change in Tennessee.
Ooh.
And I know one of you guys won't be a fan of it. I'm just not saying which one. And John, it has
first
to do with marriage.
First cousin marriage will probably be illegal soon. Your big first cousin marriage will probably be illegal soon in Tennessee. But
that's fucking bullshit.
I know you guys would have some sort of opinion on this.
Keep it in the family.
Wait, what was that?
Your big first cousin marriage will probably be illegal soon in Tennessee.
Damn. Any letters to Congress you guys want to drop right now?
Or? It's harsh, dude.
How are we feeling about this?
It's like gay marriage. Let it get married, dude.
I think it's super fucking hilarious. It took until 2024 for them to be like, wait, that's not a law?
Well, yeah, they were like, so, and as this video goes on, you'll find out more of like, there's somebody who was like, hey, as long as you're not siblings, that's fine. If you're got the same
cousins, don't matter.
If you got the same like most grandparents,
black lives, dude.
If half your grandparents are the same, that's fine.
Your mom and their dad are brother and sister. It's okay.
All right.
But not without a fight.
Yeah, Republican lawmaker defends.
Did you hear that? Wait. That's what I'm saying is
not without a fight.
This wasn't easy. It was quicker to ban gay marriage and abortions than it is to...
I can't have sex with my cousin?
Yeah.
Your hot cousin.
What the hell? It's like an eighth.
What do I swipe white for, Governor? What I swipe right for?
Who'd I vote for, dude?
Oh my God.
You told me. You promised me.
Thanks a lot.
Obama.
I think they do name the guy that's like, come on. Let me get married.
Marriage will probably be illegal soon in Tennessee.
Probably be illegal soon in Tennessee. I don't think I called that the first time.
I thought it said it will be illegal. It's like probably. We ain't got all the fucking P's and Q's fucking checked here.
We haven't crossed the T's and dotted the S, if you know what I mean. Wait a minute.
Your big first cousin marriage will probably be illegal soon in Tennessee, but not without a fight.
Not without a fight.
Just in Tennessee, though? Come on, man.
Well, Tennessee's probably the last one.
Alabama's like, yes. Georgia's like, yes. Florida's like, yes.
Alabama's like, first cousin? You guys are fucking sickos.
Wait, at least wait till second.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Unless you
miss Kentucky's the real embarrassed.
Unless you
state.
Miss the first
oh,
reunion,
I hate Kentucky.
Then.
Kentucky sucks.
His grandparents were first cousins. State Capitol Reporter Crystal Bryan has more details on the unusual bill. Currently legal for two first cousins to marry in Tennessee.
Woo! I love my state. Deliverance!
Because the guy that's like defending it, he's like.
His grandparents were.
Yeah, this part.
My grandparents were first cousins. I came out all right.
Yeah. That's an offense. That's what I'm saying. This video is so crazy that, trust me, watching it by myself, I paused it and rewound it. Not enough, because I didn't catch the probably will be. I didn't catch that. I watched this thing three times.
Well, you need a translator. You need a southern translator. You need me or Tommy here to translate.
Cousin fuckers.
Anybody's going to have sex with my sister, it's going to be me.
And that's not racist or gay because it was said by a black man. You know what I mean.
There it is.
It's not offensive.
All right.
The lawmaker defends cousin marriages today after saying his grandparents were first cousins. State Capitol Reporter Crystal Bryan has more details on the unusual bill. Currently legal for two first cousins to marry in Tennessee. But soon that will likely change. First cousins in the state of Tennessee, you can't marry first cousins. We're not going to allow that in this day and age. Thursday, the General Assembly passed a bill.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Currently, the law only outlaws marriage between just the children of a grandparent. The bill passed unanimously in the Senate and drew support from most Republicans in the House, but not all of them.
There's an additional risk, but it's not as significant as some might otherwise be led to believe.
Brentwood Republican Representative Gino
Bolso. Oh, you're only showing the whole hands.
Well, I did, the B-roll shit
is what. Love is love. It don't matter.
I like that he's just like, dude, my fucking grandparents aren't fucking weirdos. Let cousins get married, it's fucking fine. Like, okay, I'm going to go back a little bit. Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. Well, yeah.
I don't know what the hell I did.
No.
I'm voting for him.
That is fucking funny. The election thing fucking popped up.
That's not what I was going for. It's not laughing.
If we didn't agree with, and so his amendment failed.
First cousin marriage will probably be illegal soon in Tennessee, but not without a fight.
Yeah, Republican lawmaker defends cousin marriages today after saying his grandparents were first cousins. State Capitol Reporter Crystal Bryan has more details on the unusual bill. Currently legal for two first cousins to marry in Tennessee, but soon that will likely change. First cousins in the state of Tennessee, you can't marry first cousins.
You can't do that no more.
It's fucking gross.
Marriage between lineal descendants of a grandparent. Currently, the law only outlaws marriage between just the children of a grandparent.
What?
The bill passed unanimously in the Senate.
That doesn't make any sense.
You can't marry your sibling.
Oh.
But your siblings' kids can marry each other.
Yeah.
That's still like third cousins.
The way God made it.
It's not like
no,
it,
like no. That's like first
Eddie,
cousins, right?
Ed, yeah. Ed and Chel Stug's kids are first cousins to Mel and Will Todd's kids. So in Tennessee, if they want to get weird and get married, as of right now, they can.
Lily,
mommy,
could,
you better swipe right.
Lily could marry Red.
In Tennessee.
In Tennessee.
Not in Ohio.
Yeah. Why are they calling Tennessee out for this shit?
Because it's pretty late to the game.
I knew like, one of you would have a good
response. We didn't even know this was...
I didn't know this was going on this whole time.
Like, wait.
I would say...
No, they go, a guy's defending it? Like, it was a surprise. They heard that, like, oh, you can still marry your cousin in Tennessee? That's funny. And the way there's a guy, they're changing that vote. That's crazy that. That was still a thing. We overlooked that.
Yeah.
And then, oh, wait, here's the news story. Some guy's defending it? Like, my grandparents aren't weird, guys. You guys are fucking weird, dude. Just fist up. Like
you hungry? Because I got a knuckle sandwich for you.
Drew's most Republicans in the House, but not all of them. There's an additional risk, but it's not as significant as some might otherwise be led to believe. Brentwood Republican.
There's additional risk, but nah. Yeah. They can be tarded. not gonna be retarded. Like, it's fine, guys.
They'll be on the spectrum just a little bit, you know?
Isn't everybody?
It's fine.
Like, this center is wild, dude. I'm translating.
All
right. That's what he said.
Tard and retard, two different things now.
Representative Gino Bolso filed an amendment to protect cousin marriage if couples see a counselor. Obviously, the way he did it, we didn't agree with, and so his amendment failed.
So his amendment failed.
He's trying to marry his fucking cousin. We said no.
Cousin marriage failed.
He's so mad about that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about my Guy Fieri here. I will share that video as public as I can. I think I shared it on Facebook where people ain't got to have TikTok to watch it.
No.
But it's good. It's funny. And it's like, I didn't know you could marry your first cousin in the state of Tennessee.
I remember
we talked about you can't marry the same person more than three times
is the limit.
You can only marry them three times.
Three times is the limit. My aunt fucking pushed that limit.
So.
She got married seven.
No, she got married three.
To the same guy.
Oh,
you can only get married to the same person.
So after the third one, they go back.
Have you been getting married and divorced with the same woman?
Yeah, they literally.
Have you done it more than three times? You're going to jail, buddy.
My aunt that fucking gave herself CPR when she was having a heart attack and.
Was this hot aunt or no?
Taught herself Morse code from watching the movie Pearl Harbor.
Really?
Yeah. I know I've told you about that before.
Like I said, was this hot aunt?
I've heard this story.
No. This is my aunt. My aunt that lives with my mom.
Okay.
Got a lot of medical and mental issues.
Yeah.
But
I remember that. I'm sorry.
married the same guy three times. And apparently, I guess they tried to get married again. Tennessee.
They wouldn't
like,
let them.
No. Like, obviously, this don't work.
That's somebody. That's, I wish instead of saying no, it's like you have to do a month in jail now.
To get married again.
You're not going to want to get married after this month.
Or
like,
just try.
What are you doing?
Oh, okay. Just try to get married.
Stop trying to get
married.
You
can't do a month in jail again.
We're closed on holidays. Make me take my work home. You guys get married in the first weekend in March.
The county clerk's like, no.
You know, it was like a lawyer that like made it to office that made that rule. Like he represented the same motherfucker like five times in a goddamn marriage divorce to the same woman. He's like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah.
There's a limit.
Yeah. The fucked up thing is, like this fucking. Guy was like, my grandparents aren't weird, yours are. There was a guy that was like, he was like, you can get married and divorce once. You can get married one more time, but if you get divorced, that's it. Some guy was like, give him three. He's like, no, I don't want to give him two.
It should be like the president's office. You can only serve two and a half terms max. you know, sort of thing.
Well, you can only get, if you get married and divorced, how old were you guys when you first got married and divorced? Mm-hmm.
18. You were stupid.
We'll allow you guys one more time you can get married. And then if you get divorced again, that's it.
Done, son. It's over.
You can be in a domestic partnership.
But you know there was
you ain't married.
There was one congressman trying to get his wife back for the third time. Three. Third time's the charm.
Yeah. Then they passed
it. You know that's
what it was. You guys have heard that before. I didn't make that up. You guys have heard
it. It definitely was third time's the charm. You're like, fuck it. You tried three times. It's got to work.
If you look in the law book, there's actual third time's the charm clause.
You believe
it? Or somebody calls it, you got to honor it. Like, all right, three marriages. Just, that's that.
He believed in the leprechauns. I mean, come on.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I know, right?
Ghost? You're silly. Leprechauns?
God damn, I love myself.
Where do rainbows come from?
Leprechauns.
Now it's the gays, John. Keep up with the times.
Fuck yeah, dude. I am up with the times.
Rainbows aren't leprechauns. Now I'm up.
Get
over it, old man.
As long as with the fixings.
The future's now, old man. I've never seen Malcolm in the Middle, but I've seen that meme. I think we had another Tiki Talkie. If you don't mind.
One more again. Which one is it?
It might be one of the funniest jokes of all time. We could talk
Total
about the Nickelodeon. We could talk about the Nickelodeon. do you guys want the funniest joke of all time or a little Mitch Hedberg?
Funniest joke of all time.
Yeah, that's what we need.
That's the wrong choice.
A fireman, and a kid walked up to him and he was like, are you a fireman? And the fireman said, well, yes, I am. He's like, well, I want to be a fireman when I grow up, too. So he's like, can I show you around the corner to all my fireman stuff? He's like, well, yes, of course. And then, so he went over and he saw him. He's like, here's my vest for fires. Here's my wagon to pull me.
Real quick, this is captioned with no one. And then bro says, I'm so funny. And then it says, what bro yaps on about while telling a joke. And this is his bro yapping.
And here, he's like, and then he's like, that's cool. And then he realizes a cat, tied to the wagon. He asks, why is there a cat tied to the wagon? And he's like, well, I need someone to pull my wagon. And then he realizes that the rope,
It was me telling jokes.
No, not at all.
Me AF.
You got fucking timing, dude. This bitch,
leg. He's like, why is the rope tied around the cat's leg? And he's like, well, I need a sock. The cat's leg. And he's like, well, why is the rope's tied around the cat's. The cat's leg. And he's like,
oh god!
You guys,
he sounded like a pig.
Wait to bring it home, honey.
He sounded like a pig on that.
You picked the right video for comedic
effort. That was great. How's that broad like on red carpet styles? You know.
Dude, that kid was a natural storyteller.
That's what he's meant to do.
All right.
That was a guy.
That was a little kid. No, I want to.
Look like a chick to me.
I think that was his mom standing right next to him. Like, they're doing some type of, like. Yeah, they had the fucking Wii music playing. I was like, I don't even know if they're at a bowling alley because I hear that Wii music. I'm like, it's a mom and her son at a bowling alley, and there's a news story there for some reason. Like, you got a joke for us? And somebody leaked that shit. If that aired, that's just as bad as the blind kid playing football video.
What the fuck is going on?
Dude, whoever dubbed that music to that video deserves a fucking award.
Oscar.
And whoever let that blind kid.
An EGOT. Honestly, just all four.
And whoever let that blind kid play football.
And then recorded it. And then recorded it.
Actually, that's legendary status.
You gotta, the news anchor or the news station that edited the the video footage of it. That's an award. And then whoever was sitting at home, like, if I play the song right now, as soon as he's running past everybody,
touches nobody in face plants.
Don't know that song. Don't know the artist. But if you play me that clip, oh, I know what's going on. I know what's going on. He don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Put it up there with the fucking the Downs dude with the fucking glass shatters.
Oh, he's so hot.
Why do you need to start off every show like that?
Don't break glass in the pool, hey, Leonard.
Don't smash those together. Well, no, the funniest part that always gets cut out is...
So what, are you retarded?
No, are you... a guy goes, are you stupid? But they cut out a girl going like, I'm just laughing because I'm so... So some guy is not yelling at the man with Down syndrome like, are you stupid for smashing glass together? Some girl's laughing about it. And this guy calls her up, but the video gets cut before she's like, I'm just like, I can't believe this happened. I don't know. Like, but it's like, no, she reacted right.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone reacted right. The people that were concerned that were like, don't fucking move this glass by your feet.
No.
Like, they reacted right. Her being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That was proper. The guy being like, are you an idiot? Why are you laughing right now? I'm like, I am an idiot.
But that got me.
But I'm not smashing glass in pools. No.
Two seed wisers, you know.
Maybe, but at least I'm not. Stone cold glass in pools.